This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The family of George H.W. Bush is headed to join a special train that will carry America's 41st president's casket to his final resting place. Bush's relatives left St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston following a funeral that was attended by about 1,200 mourners. His grandsons served as pallbearers. George P. Bush, who is the eldest, says the man he knew as Gampy is gone.
George Herbert Walker Bush is the most gracious, most decent, most humble man that I will ever know. And it's the honor of a lifetime to share his name. God bless you, Gampy, until we meet again. Maybe out on that rock boat we built together.
Close friend and former Secretary of State James Baker told the mourners there is nothing left to do but thank George H.W. Bush.
We rejoice, Mr. President, that you are safely tucked in now and through the ages with God's loving arms around you. Because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the president's remains will now travel on a train to their final resting place.
It's the first presidential funeral train since Dwight Eisenhower's nearly 50 years ago. The locomotive is number 4141 in honor of the 41st president and is painted to resemble Air Force One. It'll travel about 70 miles through rural Texas towns, where mourners along the tracks will be able to see the flag-draped coffin inside a converted baggage hauler with transparent sides.
A national funeral service was held Wednesday in Washington, D.C. Get the latest on the funeral for President Bush on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military